There could hardly have been two more different processions that entered the city of Jerusalem on a spring day in the year 30 AD. It was the beginning of the week of Passover, the most sacred week of the Jewish year. Hundreds, nay, thousands, perhaps tens of thousands of faithful Jews from across Israel and indeed from around the world were streaming into the city to celebrate the festival of national liberation. It was a time to remember when God had acted on behalf of God's people with a mighty show of force to lead the people of Israel up out of bondage and cruel enslavement to freedom through the Red Sea and then in the journey to the Promised Land. There was a certain joie de vivre, a certain sense of merriment, a spirit of excitement and anticipation that filled the air of the holy city. One of the two processions that entered the city was a peasant procession. The people populating that parade had come from Galilee, a rural area in the north of Israel. They were a motley crew of farmers and fishermen, of tax collectors and prostitutes. They were hard-working, hard-living people whose lives had been changed by the message and ministry of a local rabbi. He had preached that the kingdom of God was coming, and that this was good news, for it meant that the hungry would be fed, the sick would be healed, those who were possessed by demons would be freed. The rabbi preached love for God and love for neighbor. He preached that violence was never the answer, that forgiveness and peace were the ways that led to life. He had accordingly attracted a following, and his fame had made its way to Jerusalem. At the head of this peasant procession was this very rabbi, Jesus of Nazareth, who entered the city from the east by way of the Mount of Olives. It wasn't an accident of history or mere happenstance that Jesus came from there, for the scriptures said that it was on the Mount of Olives that the forces of good would enjoy a final victory over the forces of evil. In Jewish tradition, the Messiah, God's anointed Savior, the deliverer of God's people, would descend the Mount of Olives on Judgment Day and enter Jerusalem through the Golden Gate. The Mount of Olives was, in Israel's sacred memory, the place from which an assault on Israel's enemies was to begin. Anyone who was watching then, any of the pilgrims who had come to Jerusalem hoping that God would act again to set God's people free from bondage and oppression might reasonably have expected that Jesus would enter the city and storm the temple and take the place by force. The second procession entered Jerusalem from the opposite side of the city. Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor of Idumea, Judea, and Samaria, entered Jerusalem at the head of a column of imperial cavalry and soldiers. Whereas the rabbi's procession had proclaimed the kingdom of God, Pilate's proclaimed the power of empire. Pilate was both the administrative and the military governor of this unruly province, known to cause trouble over what must have seemed to Rome trivial religious matters. It was Pilate's job to collect the taxes and keep the peace on Rome's behalf. And so he entered Jerusalem with all the pomp and circumstance befitting his powerful position. standards waving, flags flying, phalanxes of soldiers marching in tight formation through the city's streets. Pilate's military procession was a demonstration of both Roman imperial power and Roman imperial theology. There is no God but Caesar, whose goodness to his people extended across the empire. Caesar was both to be feared and obeyed. Those two processions did not cross paths that day. That would happen later in the week. For now, Pilate went one way, and Jesus went another. There is all the difference in the world between those two ways. Both ways aim to conquer the world. One of them most certainly will. One is the way of power and privilege, of rights and responsibilities, of law and order to assure sound economic policies and smooth social functioning. The other is the way of meekness seeking to serve, not to be served. It is the way of self-giving love that turns the other cheek and walks the second mile. It is the way that finds fulfillment by abandoning everything and finding life by submitting to death. Which is the way that you will follow?